little story of that Ajahn Chah relates of him going with some other monks to some, you know, some ancient, you know, some old shrine or something, some monument and some jetty, some famous jetty or some, and then the one of the monks commenting, "Oh, isn't that a shame? You know, sort of the, it's either, you know, the jetty is cracking." And Ajahn Chah, "No cracks, no Buddhism." And it's, you know, in the sense, you know, even you know, the great beautiful monuments to that are filled with relics of arhats and of the Buddha himself, these are going to be impermanent. And so, yeah, and so the Ajahn Chah, "No cracks, no Buddhism." And it's just this, cut through that wish for everything being the way you want it to be, or how we would like it to be, or how you think it should be, and pay attention to what is. This is the way things truly are. And we can remind ourselves, and in the same way that Ajahn Chah reminded his fellow monks. And he actually said, you know, "I said it pretty hard." I said, "But it was also teaching myself." Because it's true. I mean, it's just is this the inclination in the mind to want things to be stable and certain and steady and dependable. I want this world to be dependable. yeah, that's a tough bill to fill. But the willingness to reflect from a place of Dhamma gives you a refuge where one can be at peace with the way things actually are.